That's all right. Let it jump. It's just local. Yeah. Yeah, I can see it now. You're coming in. Well, yeah, it was local interference here. It's all right. Yeah. Okay, you gonna break through there? Well, give me some data on this setup, will you? Well, as far as I can see, Newt said they were testing on us down here to see if they could line up all right. He hit me dead center or something. Yeah, well, in center. Well, you've got him down now on the temperature. Go ahead and break through there. Yeah, you can turn it over, Payne. It's all right now. Hello. Yeah, I heard your call. You was running too much temperature on me. I don't know what's going on. Have you got some other kind of an instrument? Since Payne turned it over to you, visual turned to a diamond shape. Is that your projection there? Yeah. Well, it's all right. I don't see anything in it but color so far. Well, I'll be ready. I don't know if you could especially shock me, but you say you didn't want to come into the picture until you'd prepared me, huh? Well, come on in. Well, you didn't do much but make my hair stand on end for a second. I'll have to admit you're certainly a strange-looking creature. Your identity isn't a Tugawiya, huh? Can you expand the view so I can see all of you? Well, we've got... Yeah. I've been prepared for this for quite a while. Yeah, can you break through here? Are you rigged up so you can... Oh, you can do anything, huh? Well, it's nice to know you. That's the least I can say. I can see by your control there that you are certainly way ahead of a lot of things. But can you, have you got an Adiphon? You have. Well, is there anything that you haven't got that we need here? Can you break through bring your thought through into our language? You would be glad to. Well, I'll tell you what, are certainly the answer to a thing that has got this spacecraft situation all gummed up here. You'll forgive my expression, but down here they refer to people like you as monsters. And it would be a wonderful thing if you could explain some of the conditions or things that are different with you that makes it essential that you be as you are. You have a convoy around the planet here, is that it? You're part of the Confederation, huh? Well, if you can break through here in English, why, as far as I can see, you're centered and temperature's okay, visual's clear, understand you're sorry about that. It's perfectly all right. It wasn't too bad. Yeah, well, okay. What'd you say? Clasp my hand across my solar plexus, huh? Is this going to be different, fella? Okay. You want to nullify my polarity, huh? Okay. Yeah, my feet are both together. Well, I'll let you know if anything gets off, but it certainly feels good now. Yeah, you watching that, you say, Newt? Well, okay, you observe here, apparently he's watching too, or his control there is. You say this is a pretty high frequency, huh? Well, you be ready to signal a break back. Yeah. And thanks for standing by, Newt. Natagawea. I'm clear. I wish to greet you in the name of the Father to us all. It is highly understandable how people confined to the surface of a planet can become very backward in their acceptance of life in form. We understand you people on the surface of your planet, as none of you could ever understand us. Your humanity has assumed that they are the acme of all acmes. They are the perfect form. Surely at many times in your lives you have wished for another arm to hold something, or wished you could run faster in order to get somewhere quicker. Even wanted to jump higher or further. Your limits are strictly your own. They are not the limits of man in the Atomic Confederation. You are confined only because you have confined yourselves. Your figure is not the form of man in the majority. The human figure is a minority product. It may be recalled to your mind that in the beginning, according to your accepted books, the one you term God said, "Let us make man." Have you ever wondered who us was? Does this imply that God is more than one? to your understanding? We have been doing the work of creation in our confederation, and especially our people in the confederation, who originally founded and started the confederation long before your planet was such that it could be occupied. Years mean nothing. Our figures vary from yours. I will describe our people as I have been requested to do. We are in stature, in your measurements, anywhere from 2 feet to 13 feet in height. We can vary our stature to conform to normal gravities of many planets. We increase and decrease our density. We are not concerned with our individual weight in relation to gravity, because you see, we do not support ourselves by legs. We maintain levitation at all times, not by an act of intensive mind control, but rather because it is as common for our people to levitate after birth as it is for your people to walk. And our babies do it much sooner than yours. We are shaped very much like your fruit, the pear, with no legs. We have arms, if you wish to term them that. One pair is located, as yours are, from what you would term the shoulders. The other pair are slightly lower and toward the front more. We do not have what you would call a neck and a head. Our eyes are many. In a ring completely encircling our top portion of the body, we can watch in all directions at once. There are 32 eyes. Not like your eyes, but eyes with many facets in the lens, making it possible to look out of many windows rather than two in limited vision. such as you have. It is too bad that your people term us monsters. It only shows the lack of understanding. For you have many forms of life on your planet beside the human form, none of which you consider monsters. Form varies with development. It changes with development. If you have no requirement for legs, they would certainly be in your road. The human form is the result of crossbreeding. So far as we can tell in our history, which we can accurately play back for close to 400,000 years of your time, we were created in space. We have little use to live on a planet. We have many types of craft, both visible and invisible. We understand life. We understand creation. And we counteract destruction at every opportunity. If ever there were wars conducted by our people, they were back beyond our recorded history. We assimilate our food through an opening you would call a mouth, although we never utter a sound from it. We do not breathe air as you do. Our breathing, if you could term it such, is absorption of light in the primary stages. We do not have to worry about moving outside of our ships. Neither cold nor heat can touch us. And we generate in our levitation principles a field about us individually that your highest powered rifle could not penetrate. We have never known the word fear among our people. We have a majority of our ships around your planet. The last convoy to arrive placed our people in our ships in the total of 2,200,000 ships and 20,600,000 of our people around your planet. at an established altitude from your surface of approximately 4,000 of your miles. We do not intend to land. We can do anything from here that is necessary in order to bring about changes in your civilization. From our ships, we can immediately change any individual's line of thought, raise or lower their blood pressure, change their rate of breathing, increase or decrease their circulation, and bring about any form of complete healing at any time through the people of Naboo. We offered to bring about complete elimination of disease upon your planet. The offer was rejected. Because the people who made the decision in authority of the nations of your surface did not believe it could be done. In the future, it will be done without any approval from your authority of the nations of the surface. We are going to make every effort to bring about a survival and revival of your humanity. It is our plan to instigate unknowingly to the multitudes an about face in the ways of doing among your people. We do not intend to infringe upon your rights to observe you in your privacy, nor to violate the laws which we understand much more about than your people. It is pleasant to observe from here the effort, the interest, and the desire of those who come to the place you occupy. We are well pleased with your doing, although you make errors. Your intent is right. You could exert a little more effort if you wish. From our point of observation, you are certainly in the forefront of your humanity. Please accept our appreciation for your cooperation strangely enough, it would appear to you that I am speaking your lingo to your understanding, to your way of expressing. We do not have to study the languages of your surface. What our people in our development know, they have known for a long time. And we function entirely from the consciousness of the inner mind, not from a gland called the brain. Although our knowledge is not supreme, it is very complete. From our convoy, we shall greet you and make every effort to meet you there, since the one through whom I speak has been able to assimilate the higher frequencies required for us to communicate with you. Yes, yes. Breakback, yeah. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm really awful hot. What'd you say, Payne? I'm glad you come in there. I wanted to check back on that reading, if I could. This has really been one of the most wonderful sensations or feelings that I've ever had in any of the contacts. Will you transmit to our pear-shaped friends our complete appreciation and understanding and love and everything that goes to their understanding? Yeah, thanks, Payne. Well, it certainly was worth it. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, we really got up in the blue field there, didn't we? Okay, fellow, we'll see you again. Right. No, it's coming right on. Yeah, you're dead center. No, that's perfect right there. Oh, yes, that'll be interesting. Well, you switch over there. I'm ready anytime. Yeah, I'll just get clear and you bring him right in. From the Council of the Seven Lights, I am Luctus here, certain thought questions were projected to us from you there. Let say our square star body will only orbit around your planet so long as we maintain our position caged in relation to the lines of force. Our craft does not contain a motor unit. We move rather by unbalancing our polarity in one direction or the other. Your science does not understand that in order to orbit a station around a planet, the station must be caged in the lines of force, or it will return to the surface. I would like to request that you follow instructions we gave you some time ago. It is essential at this time that you increase your storage of food supplies. In underground storage. I extend to you the love and greetings from the Council of the Seven Lights. We bid you ever presence.
Yeah, Payne.
Mm-hmm. Now, something caused it to creep off a little. Will you center it up, come over to the left some more? I've got a hot feeling in my left arm.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, that's good. Hello. Is that checkout all right? Yeah, well, I don't know. What do you want me to do? Well, I'll just keep talking till you get it adjusted, I guess. If that'll help any. No, I can't see anything, but just seems to be blue or blank space. through the scope. The beam seems to be turning a blue tinge now. Is that the way it's supposed to? Yeah, I'm beginning to feel an increase in temperature. Okay. No, it feels pretty hot, but I can stand it if you want to leave it there. Well, try it a minute. I'll see what happens. So far, it's all right. Just like in a hot sun. Yeah, I get a little effect like that. Is that supposed to be there? Yeah. Well, yes, this is going to be all right, Payne. It's certainly different, and I know it's a much higher frequency. You just keep a check on the Avalette and go ahead and make the connection, because I'll let you know if anything gets too far off. Yeah, I can see a very distinguished looking, very intelligent looking person in the I see that. Yes, he just seems to radiate personality and love and compassion. Is this what you want me to keep telling you? Oh, it's very clear, and this man seems to be familiar to me. I feel like I knew him sometime. Well, that'll be fine. Well, I'll just get clear and you take over, because this won't last too long, and let's get something done with it. I know it's new. Yeah, okay, I'll get clear. I'm all right. I speak to you from the Consulatorium at the center of Blois. I shall be known to you as M. The letter M. While Payne is conducting these increased frequency tests, I will take this occasion to inform you that startling new things will appear in your skies as your planet proceeds into the higher frequencies of the fourth density from the arc in which your system now is. Mm.
No, it's getting a little unpleasant pain, but hold it as long as you want it there. You're watching the Avalette. I can see it, too. It's gone worse than that sometimes. No, I seem to be... drowsy. What are you building this frequency up for? Is this for further contacts with the inner council there? Yeah, I can see that. Well, I seem to, my breath seems to be shortening a little, and I notice there's definitely tears starting to come out of my eyes. Is that all right? No, it don't seem to get any hotter. But it sure is funny. Well, it seems like I'm moving back and forth. My right side seems to go back and my left side seems to go ahead. No, I can't feel the chair at all, except the arms. Okay, that's all for now, huh? Yeah, it's dropping back all right. Except I'm kind of getting cold. It seems I'm cold now after that heat. yeah, now it's about standard. Well, okay, fellow. You know, yeah, you know what you're doing. I can understand that. Well, thanks a lot, and you keep running those, because I know that data we get from the Blair counselor is going to be really something. We appreciate the honor and privilege that is being extended us from there. You extend our grateful love and greetings back to Shanxi and Luctus and the personnel there, and also to the Council of 12 Lords and to the people there at the center of Lea. Okay, fellow, we'll be looking for you. Yeah, so long.